string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. Look into those eyes so deep in love, and drink it up, 'cause that's the good stuff. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump saying a short time ago of the man they think shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him. Right in now. Custody.
President on Fox News. Sources also telling ABC's Pierre Thomas there is a person of interest in custody. Federal investigators and state officials had released photos and a video of the person they thought was responsible for shooting Kirk once in the neck at a college rally on the campus of Utah Valley University this week. President Trump, again on Fox, praising investigators in Utah.
Local police, the governor, everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days.
There is a news conference expected in Utah about a half hour from now. This is ABC News. A high-priced smash and grab on Chicago's Magnificent Mile. ABC's Dave Packer has more on the chaotic robbery and its deadly aftermath.
For the second time in as many weeks, smash and grab burglars have targeted a high-end store on Chicago's North Michigan Avenue. They slammed a pickup truck through the front of a Louis Vuitton store early Thursday. When the suspects drove off a short time later, one of their vehicles hit an SUV, killing the SUV's driver.
We're done tolerating it.
Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins says it's time to crack down.
These are not victimless crimes. These are dangerous crimes, and the people who continue to perpetrate them need to be prosecuted and jailed for lengthy sentences.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
President Trump says he is very unhappy with the conviction and 27-year prison sentence handed to former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro for staging a coup when he lost the presidential election in 2022. President Trump saying he always found Bolsonaro to be outstanding. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Wisconsin has a new suicide prevention plan, a product of Prevent Suicide Wisconsin, which is a statewide public-private partnership that the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is in support of. The plan is designed to increase the effectiveness of prevention efforts by providing statewide data, along with best practices, resources, and recommended action steps. You can learn more at MHAWisconsin.org. October 16th, departing at 9 a.m., the Aging and Disability Resource Center of the North, Price County, would like to welcome those 60 and older to join them for a trip to Copper Falls to see the fall color change and experience a chance to visit with fellow county residents and stop for lunch. There is a $5 charge for the ride and limited seating. You can contact Cheyenne at Price County Senior Services for reservations or more information at 715-339-2158. Once again, this is taking place October 16th, departing at 9 a.m., and you can contact Cheyenne at Price County Senior Services for reservations or information at 715-339-2158. Members of the legislature are considering their own security, Savannah Tomayolson reports.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers now 2-0. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18 thanks to some outstanding play by the Packers defense, safety Xavier McKinney, on how they shut down last year's Rookie of the Year, quarterback Jaden Daniels.
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job not only just rushing, but containing him as well. You know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed. So, like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide. It's the first time ever the two teams have played together in Alabama. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill expected to start again at quarterback for the Badgers. Number 19th ranked Alabama is a 21-point favorite. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers opening a three-game weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Brewers still have the best record in baseball with a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. People are getting lazy these days when it comes to scouting deer. They go out and put up a bunch of trail cameras and they think that's going to do the job for them. But it's not. And I'll tell you why. But first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Sure, you can go out in the woods and put up a bunch of trail cams and hope that some deer go by that are going to be the ones that you want. Do you want a big buck? Well, maybe your trail camera will show that. Do you want to shoot a big doe? Maybe you'll get lucky and see that. But you might not see anything on those trail cameras. That happens to a lot of people that put these cameras out. What they don't realize is that you have to scout for deer trails, you have to scout for deer sign, and you have to make sure you put your trail cameras up in those lanes where deer are actually moving. And that will tell you exactly what you have on that property where you're going to hunt and what your opportunities are going to be. But you can't just slap up some cameras willy-nilly and expect to see deer. You have to find that sign first. You have to go out there and discover what topography they're using. Are they coming down the sides of hills? Are they going up the draws? And that's where you position those trail cams and move them around. Don't let them be stationary. If you just put them out and just walk away and expect that they'll be giving you what you need before the season, ain't gonna happen. You have to be willing to go out and put in a little effort. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise partly sunny skies and another spectacular September day with a high of 79. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible after midnight, a low near 60. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 82. Currently, it's 55 degrees. 98
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Good morning, 98Q Country. Gray here with you from the Aspyrus Health Studios. Passion for excellence, compassion for people. At Aspyrus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Around here at 98Q Country, better begins with an hour that starts with country music. How's everybody doing today? The 8 o'clock hour on Friday around here at 98Q is normally when we might chat with Civic Media's own Mike Clemens. And indeed, that was the plan, but it looks like we may have to rain check on that one. You can probably imagine that a guy who does sports media and literally has an office under one of the end zones of Lambeau, that's a pretty busy guy today, as the Packers are basically now at the top of power rankings for just about anybody you might ask. Week one is a liar, and I think everybody knows that who's an NFL fan. You can get things that happen in week one that, well, suffice to say, we might see some truth over this weekend, but I think we saw the truth last night when the Packers, for the second week in a row, shut down a top five offense from last season. Yes, it was 27-18, but if you watch the game, you know that, well, first of all, it should have been at least 42-18. Love was missing some deep throws, but he was missing them for one particular reason, and I will die on this hill. With one exception, Love's missed throws yesterday were thrown too safely. Early in the game, Matthew Golden broke free down the right sideline and would have scored a touchdown if Love didn't underthrow him. That thing just died in the air, and I saw a couple other fans who said quite the same thing. But absent that particular just bad throw, all of the other ones were thrown at a spot where the receiver just couldn't adjust quite enough to get there. Is that incompletion still Love's fault? Yeah, totally. 100%. But when all of his mistakes come from the same thing, that's easier to adjust from. And when that same thing is that he's playing just a little too safe, that's almost encouraging to see. He's just got to loosen up a little bit without letting that looseness come in the form of those weird pick sixes that he tends to throw every once in a while. But yes, for the second week in a row, Green Bay shut down a top five offense. What happened to Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed early in the game, announced as a shoulder injury? I'm afraid, not to pat myself on the back, but I called it because it looked exactly like Aaron Rodgers did when Shea McClellan tackled him back in 2018. Broken collarbone all day long. Or was that 2015? Forgive me. Rodgers broke both collarbones through his career, even before he left Green Bay. So Jaden Reed is out 8 weeks. That's at least the current timetable, which may or may not change. Likely it might be a little bit longer before it got any shorter. But that said, we are going to be okay, partially because of other receiving threats, and we'll chat about that a little later. I hope we do get to chat with Mike at some point, because it sounds like he actually bumped into Mike McCarthy last night for the game, former Packers head coach. Actually, our own Mike Clemens, Civic Media Zone Mike Clemens, our sports guy here, he actually sends us a lot of his raw audio footage from interviews post-game. So next you hear from me, I'm going to go ahead and leaf through some of the interviews that various interviewers did with players. Maybe we'll be able to hear from people like Micah Parsons. In fact, while I've got you here with me, let me just really briefly look at what I might be able to find if I look at the email that I know Mike sent me. Yep, Mike Clemens was sending a lot of us emails, but let's see. He started sending us at 1:18 a.m. Mike Clemens was sending us Packers interview cuts, and he didn't stop until 2:20. I've got Tucker Kraft, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Keyshawn Nixon. I've got all kinds of people who interviewed with Mike and with other media personalities. I'll see if I can edit the cuts a little bit so that they make a little bit more sense. Very quickly, hold on a sec. I'll be right back with you.
Everybody's first verse sounds the same, but we all get born and we all get raised where there is some boondocks on Marina Del Rey. Everybody turns wild when you're 16, slow roll big timing on Main Street. Everybody's got holes in their blue jeans, if you bought them that way or not. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. On Friday night, and we've all had a broken heart. We've all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all. Tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world a pontoon tube or a yacht. And who ain't got a dog that they love like a brother? And who ain't ever tasted better cooking than their mother? And who ain't got a story to tell? And who ain't made it through some hell? Who don't love somebody, don't miss somebody? If you're down, sing with somebody. Turn it up and sing along. We all wait till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. We've all had a broken heart. We've all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole country boy, yeah, we all just trying to survive, so raise them high, turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. And we've all had a broken heart. We all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country song? Just one big country song. Yeah, we all live one big country song. Yeah, it's just one big country song.
That's Low Cash on 98Q Country, one big country song. Thanks for bearing with me there because we were hopping into a little bit of sports. But hey, wouldn't you know it, a pleasant red light started blinking, which meant Mike was giving me a call. Good morning, Mike. How's it going today?
Hey, Greg. Well, pretty good. Another amazing performance from the Green Bay Packers, especially on defense. They beat the Washington Commanders, a team that got as far as the NFC Championship playoffs last year. 27-18, and Jaden Daniels, who is their outstanding young quarterback, he was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. They just shut this kid down. I mean, they didn't have more than 3 points at the start of the fourth quarter last night. And it's not only this Micah Parsons who they picked up in the trade from the Dallas Cowboys, but all these guys are just flying to the football right now. Edgerrin Cooper, inside linebacker. Quay Walker, who's healthy and stands tall there in the middle of the field. Xavier McKinney, their star safety that they picked up from the Giants in free agency last year. He said, I didn't have much to do tonight. He said, there's so much pressure on the quarterback and hurrying things up. I just stood back there. He said, Quay, when he's healthy, he's tall. And he's standing right there in the middle of the field, flying all over the place, and they got nowhere to go with the football. So, yeah, unfortunately, there was a fair share of injuries for the Commanders last night. They had a lineman, defensive lineman, Dietrich Wise Jr. He went down and was not getting up, and they had to take a long TV timeout. They carted him off the field with his leg in an air cast. Looks like a broken bone. And then Austin Eckler, veteran running back, he slipped in some open turf. And, Dan Quinn, the head coach, after the game, didn't want to say it until they got back to Washington and did further MRI and testing. But he probably has got an Achilles tendon.
I know Dre Greenlaw had something similar a couple years ago. When you see players just take a step in the open field and just randomly go down, just like you said, Dan Quinn didn't want to say it, but we're thinking it. That Achilles is there. Mike, I'm not used to the defensive-heavy Packers. I watched the tail end of Brett Favre being the age I am, but I didn't get to watch the Reggie White era, so I've been watching Brett Favre into Aaron Rodgers and these top-heavy teams. I don't even know how to be excited properly for this because I don't know what defensive Packers looks like. This feels like, we were doing great for a while here, but this feels like another step up with Parsons attracting a double team. It feels like everybody else on defense is benefiting, and it's already obvious.
Of course, Reggie White did have a great first step, and then he would take two or three steps in, and then he had his club move, as he called it. He'd swim with his arms, get around that offensive tackle, and then be in the face of the quarterback. And and Micah Parsons, who they picked up in that crazy trade 2 weeks ago yesterday, you know, he's got some of those same kinds of moves, and he's trying to sort of catch up to Reggie's record of most quarterback sacks in four consecutive years. But I was asked by one of the guys in the network last night, is this like the fastest Packers defense you've ever saw? And I had to think about it for a while. I mean, they, you know, a long time ago, they had a guy named Ezra Johnson. I tell you, what's amazing, and, you know, Xavier McKinney was talking about this after the game, is that they've got so many of these guys right now, you know, between Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper in his second year. And even Lucas Van Ness showed some speed last night coming off one of their former number one picks. And then toward the end of the game, Devontae Wyatt, big Devontae Wyatt, busting through the A-gap, you know, over the center and the guard and getting back into the quarterback, Jaden Daniels' face. And I think he had two block passes, or he's just back there, you know, in this kid's face. It's four or five guys like that flying around the field, and it's hurrying up the play right now. And, boy, that's going to be hard to stop if they can keep that up.
Indeed. We've got Parsons being double-teamed, and that opens up a window for just about everybody. But as Kirk Herbstreit pointed out last night during the broadcast, it's year two for the Halfley defense, so there's more confidence than ever before, both in their individual assignments and in their teammates, of course. You mentioned some injuries for the Commanders, but, of course, we saw a Packer go down last night, too. Do you have any more details on Jaden Reed, Mike?
Oh, yeah, Jaden Reed. You know, coming out of the Eagles playoff game, he had to leave the game with his shoulder in a harness. He had a dislocated shoulder, which I was surprised to hear he did not need surgery for. It was able to heal on itself after the season was over with and whatnot. But last night, he was reaching out on the right-hand side for what could have been a 39-yard touchdown, landed on his shoulder. The play actually would have been nullified by rookie Anthony Belton filling in to tackle. I think he got a holding call. Anyway, he came to the sideline. They MRI'd. He's got a broken collarbone.
Like, yikes.
Oh, you know. And, you know, the initial thing is they're saying, like, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. But, I mean, remember Aaron Rodgers had that, what, like twice in his career? If he comes back, you know, maybe December. Or, you know, he might be done for the year. Who knows? But he's been your leader. He was your top, had most receptions for the team last year, and was on his way this season as well. So that's a huge hit for Jordan Love and company. Of course, you know, they've got Matthew Golden that they've added, Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks has come around, and then they hope to get Christian Watson back sometime from his torn ACL. Maybe next month or so. They just signed Watson, remember, this week to a one-year extension worth $13.2 million. So
that was pretty cool to see, though. They were betting on an injured player. That way he can focus on his rehab. And they're basically saying, hey, we might only have you for a few games, but we're going to bet now that those will be good and we'll want you back. And that was...
Well, here's the other thing about that, Gray, though, too, is that I think they're banking that he is going to come back and he's going to be okay. And he'll play here through next year. Will be even better. But that's all. They have him under contract, and they don't have to pay him some crazy, you know, $40 million contract at least to get through the next year, right?
Right, exactly. So it's a savvy cap move, and honestly, if everything goes, you know, the worst-case scenario on that move is still pretty good for all involved. Watson will still probably find another team. The Packers still have some cap space. A good savvy move by the front office. We've got more football action this weekend for those who want Wisconsin. There's a Badger game to look forward to with some history to it.
Yeah, it's the first time they've ever played in Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And so that game is 11 a.m. tomorrow. It's number 19th ranked Alabama over the Wisconsin Badgers. Alabama is 21-point favorites in the game. You know, they came into Camp Randall last year, beat them 42-10. The only time the Badgers have beat Alabama, November 1928.
Oh, no. Not quite 100 years ago.
Yeah, so I did not cover that game.
Well, fair enough. I think, yeah. Well, I'll leave it to the listeners to figure out why that might have been. So, Mike, thank you so much for that. Do you have anything more for us? Maybe some Brewers info before you have to go today?
Yeah, Brewers, they had the night off. There was two or three of them there on the sideline that I saw. You know, Sal Frelick was there, or Bryce Terang, and had the night off. So they came up to Green Bay to watch the game, Caleb Durbin. And tonight they open up against the Cardinals, and even though they just got swept three games in a row down in Texas, they have still have the best record in baseball, 89 wins, looking for number 90 tonight, and a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. So they're still, you know, hanging in there to get into the playoffs.
Mike, with the Packers looking like they are, the Brewers notching the season they have, if Giannis stays around, is this the best you've ever seen Wisconsin sports?
I've got it pretty good.
I think you do.
Luke Fickell needs to pick up his game. But other than that, things are doing great for Wisconsin sports fans.
All right. Well, Mike Clemens, thank you so much for doing what you do on the Civic Media Network. So much sports info that you hear on 98Q. Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gray.
Thanks, Mike. We'll see you again soon. Mike is as cool as he sounded and more so. I mean, it gets better the longer you talk to Mike Clemens. I am still going to do what I mentioned earlier this hour. I'm going to leaf through some of those raw audio cuts that he sent over from interviews last night, which indeed are what he uses to make his own segments throughout the day. So I'm not going to double up on the same things he's going to tell you, but I love digging through the dross and finding that one little hidden gem that may or may not matter. Why? Because it's an excuse for me to do nothing but football-related activities for that time. And that's what I'm going to do right now. Check out the news, weather, sports, all coming up next on 98Q. I'll see you later this hour for some birthdays, too. We'll get those in before 9 o'clock. So if you haven't submitted a birthday that we need for the drawing today, give us a call, 715-762-3221. Tell Rachel about a birthday. I've got one here, and we'll share it with you after a bunch of good messages and better country music.
Looking to tackle a build or remodel this fall? Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Gear up for the season by freshening walls with Hallman Lindsay paint or protecting your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their experienced staff is ready to help you score big on your next project. Ron Ernst Lumber, family owned since 1971. Build strong from kickoff to the final whistle.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-354-0817 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-354-0817. That's 800-354-0817. What do you have to lose? Call 800-354-0817. Again, 800-354-0817.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise partly sunny skies, and another spectacular September day with a high of 79. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible after midnight, a low near 60. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 82. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
98Q Country.
first I'm holding your hand and we're on the boardwalk. It's heaven right here on these streets and these docks. But the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass. And I can just feel it all slipping away, and babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer. Tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer. I ain't ever gonna beat this summer with you.
In the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98 Q Country.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse, and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
ride a cowboy. 98Q Country.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old
Tyler Hubbard on 98Q Country. That is Back Then, Right Now. Gray here with you in the 98Q Country studios. And after a couple more country songs, we're going to be doing birthdays to finish the 8 o'clock hour. So if you've still got any to submit, do so by calling 715-762-3221. So it's still technically the football hour. And before we dive into birthdays, the Packers have a real tight end. Maybe one of the realest, if he can keep up the current pace, which he can't, but even if half of his per-game average holds up, that would make him a major weapon that we simply didn't have before he got here. 6 receptions last night, 124 yards, and a touchdown for Kraft. And like we mentioned before the break, the Packers' defense was smothering the Commanders all game, so Tucker had more yards than the Commanders did after 3 quarters of play. It may have stayed that way if it weren't for garbage time, I figure, but garbage time is garbage time. And actually, it wasn't garbage time because the Commanders were pretty much still in it until 3 minutes left. As I mentioned when we talked with Mike Clemens, Herb Street said something last night that really stood out. It's the second year for defensive coordinator Jeff Halfley, which means players are attacking assignments more confidently, they've got more practice reps, and not only are they more confident in their own duties, I'm sure you've been there too. Have you ever worked a job where you just knew that everybody around you was handling their end of things? That relaxation, that assuredness, that confidence that comes from working on a good crew? I'm sure not all of us have had that luck, but I'm sure many of us have. And you can probably imagine what that is like. It means players are confident, and that shows in a lot of places. Of course, Packers are also in midseason form already because Micah Parsons gets double teamed on every play. But there's one last thing I wanted to highlight in football that went completely unmentioned, and boy, did it irk me last night. Devontae Wyatt. We talked about him with Mike Clemens briefly, but he's top of the long list of Packers benefiting from the Micah trade, which is probably why he tried something yesterday that I've only ever seen one other player try one other time ever. He tried to catch a quarterback spike last night. Did you guys see that? The announcers, like I said, they didn't even mention it. They didn't say, wow, Devontae Wyatt just tried to catch a spike. He waited until the spike was obviously coming, and then when the snap came, he lined up opposite the center, dove through the center's legs, and almost caught it, hands outstretched, trying to stop the ball from hitting the ground. It might be the most difficult thing I've ever seen attempted on the field, and Wyatt almost pulled it off yesterday. You might remember Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle for the Eagles who was ejected last week for spitting on Dak Prescott. He tried catching a spike last season and almost pulled it off, which may or may not have given Wyatt the idea. That's enough football for now, though. I've got Reba McEntire with a pretty critical question about, well, the nature of the universe. And then we'll be looking at some birthdays after Reba. 762-3221. And in the meantime, is there life out there? Reba McEntire on 98Q Country.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. She's feeling that there's something more.
She doesn't wanna leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? Would she do it the same as she did back then? Or she looks out her window, she wonders again, is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she did?
Reba McEntire, 98Q, is there life out there? And time now for some birthdays. Happy birthday. Well, it looks like tomorrow. Happy birthday to Beth Harrop. And shout out to Dawn for calling that one in. Beth, happy birthday tomorrow. Hopefully that's the kickoff to a great weekend. I'm not sure we mentioned yesterday. It was another birthday called in. Wyatt Denzine. Wyatt, happy birthday yesterday. Apologies for getting there a day late. I'm not sure Joel might have caught that one, but I know I didn't. So my bad there. That's a gray thing. I like to miss the pieces of paper that sit right in front of my face. I remember in middle school, it was suggested that I staple notes to my own forehead. It would do a better job reminding me of things. Both Wyatt and Beth are being entered into the drawing with all of the other birthday celebrants this week. You hear that? I know you do. That's the beautiful noise of a winner and some other people, too. But someone's taking home the opportunity to get a cake from the Super One Bakery Department. We're going to draw that now. And, wait, I just remembered. See, I'm so used to doing it my way, and my way kind of stinks. Hold on a sec. Wait. I just realized what I was doing. I got this. Just hold on. We can do this. We'll get through it together. Hold on. No, I don't want notifications from YouTube.com ever. Wait. What is this guy doing? I know you're thinking. Here we go. There we go. I knew something was missing. It felt kind of wrong in here. Let's bring that down a little bit. All right, cool. So before we actually draw the winning birthday, I forgot. I've got to take a look at some other people celebrating today, like Kelsey Ballerini, someone we know pretty well here at 98Q, a country artist near and dear to our own hearts. She's turning 32 today. Andrew Luck, Indianapolis Colts quarterback, went to both the postseason and the Pro Bowl before he retired early, super early, just weeks before his 30th birthday. Set the single season Colts record for passing yardage before that happened. He's 36. Emmy Rossum, 39 today for the star of Shameless and a singer too. Alfie Allen, same birthday, 39 today for Theon Greyjoy from Game of Thrones, the younger brother of the British pop singer Lily Allen. Jennifer Hudson's 44 today, top 10 finalist back in 2004 on American Idol, and a Best Supporting Actress Oscar winner for her performance in Dreamgirls. Yao Ming, 45 today for the 7'6" Basketball Hall of Famer from China. Paul Walker, the actor from Flags of Our Fathers, 8 Below, The Fast and the Furious. He passed in 2013 at the age of 40, born in 1973 on today's date. Louis C.K., the comic, is 58 today. Hans Zimmer, one of the greatest film composers of all time, is 68 today. Peter Scolari, the TV actor, he passed at the age of 67 back in 2021, born today's date, 1954. You ever heard the name Joey Pants? Sounds like a mafia guy, but it's the nickname of Joe Pantoliano. You know the bald bad guy from The Matrix with that goatee whose face makes you dislike him? Yeah, he's one of the best actors I know. Joey Pants, Memento, The Fugitive, The Idolmaker, La Bamba, TV's The Sopranos. I know this steak isn't real, but The Matrix is just for you. That guy. The guy who gave up everything for nothing. Joey Pants. Again, a great actor. He's 74 today. Toby's excited about Joey Pants. Linda Gray is 83 today. The actress from Dallas and Models, Inc. Barry White. Can't get enough of Your Love, Babe. The deep voice singer, producer, the soul music titan from the 70s. Born today's date, 1944. We lost Barry back in 03 at just 58 years of age. Last but not least, the Possum himself, George Jones, one of the legendary voices and characters of country music, a Hall of Famer as of 1992, received Kennedy Center honors in 08, died at 81 back in 2013. All right. Wow, what perfect timing on that. Let's get the drum roll. Where is that? Joel, your buttons are gone, bud. I don't have a drum roll. I have no drum roll. Well, all right. This is gonna substitute the drum roll. Who's taking home a Super One cake? I'm looking at our crew for the shopping show filing in. It's gonna be a great day here at 98Q. And the winner of the cake, Donnie and Joan Brooke, celebrated an anniversary earlier this week, and they are taking home a Super One cake. Donnie and Joan, we'll give you a call. Stop by at the studio anytime to pick up that certificate. I've got a quick word from sponsors to finish the hour with, then as much country music as I can squeeze in. Top of the 9 o'clock hour means news, weather, and sports like every hour on 98Q Country. Here from the Aspirus Health Studios, we'll have the shopping show coming up after 9 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laugh from beginning to end. It's different.
98Q Country.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
It's the end of summer Labor Day sale at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and on Main Street in Ashland. Say big now on the furniture brands you love. Lazy Boy, Ashley, Best Craft, Rustonic, and Nectar. Everything you need to refresh your home for less is waiting. Hurry, the sale ends September 13th. Time is running out to grab unforgettable Labor Day deals with interest-free financing and delivery available. Shop today before the savings are gone.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that fall is here, and there's still time to get out and enjoy some great adventures. Don't spend time stacking firewood and cleaning up all the sawdust. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. That way you can spend more time enjoying the fall season. Then when winter comes, all you have to do is grab your firewood straight out of the bag and put it right into the wood furnace. Call Freeze Firewood at 715-567-0616 on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Please join a peace and prayer vigil that will be held on Saturday, September 13th on the courthouse lawn in Phillips from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. as we pray for peace and unity in our nation.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species. Kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like the T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting adventure with life-size dinos and hands-on discoveries. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily, now through October 5th. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more information.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says there's a suspect in custody in the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk.
President Trump on Fox News Friday morning said law enforcement officials have a person in custody in the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him. Right in now. Custody.
The president later said this.
The bottom line is they have somebody that they think did it.
As for details about how this developed, the president said, quote, somebody that was very close to him turned him in. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
ABC's Pierre Thomas says video of the suspected gunman released by the FBI may have broken the case.
The video was going to be the catalyst. They believe that for someone, the photographs, the images, for someone who knew him.
A manhunt has been underway since Kirk was shot and killed on Wednesday in front of about 3,000 people. The FBI speaking this hour. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you that making sure you and your family are up to date on your MMR vaccines is one of the best ways to prevent measles. With two doses of the MMR vaccine being 97% effective at preventing measles. If you're wondering how to check your vaccination,